Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. Homecoming 2020 at Cameron University is set for February 17th through 22nd. Joining me to talk about it is Jonna Turner, and she is Director of Alumni Relations here on campus. Good morning, Jonna. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Cynthia?
I am doing fantastic.
Two alumni talking together in
Absolutely.
The same room.
Absolutely, about all the cool homecoming events
Absolutely.
That are coming up.
Yeah.
Every year, I look forward to hearing what the theme is going to be. Let's talk about this year's theme.
This year, it's an Aggie Adventure. We have a homecoming committee that's composed of athletics, campus life, and different entities across campus. And we enjoy seeing the different ways that people take our themes. So we try to leave it a little bit vague so that we can really let our different offices and organizations shine that week. We landed on an Aggie Adventure really because the entire college experience is truly an adventure.
It's an adventure.
It's a choose your own adventure, whatever path it might take you on.
Okay, so our homecoming is different from a lot of schools. It tends to be a celebration of our alumni.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that, how we celebrate
sure.
our alumni.
The alumni portion of the week is really focused on the weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we focus on our athletic alumni at the Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We have five former athletes or coaches that are being recognized this year. And then on Saturday night, we have several different categories of award winners that we recognize that night, from distinguished alumni, outstanding young alumni, outstanding Aggie of tomorrow,
sure.
which is for a current student, and
right.
our Faculty Hall of Fame. We've got so much to be proud of, and we're proud of all of our alumni. If you made it through, we're proud of you. But seeing what some of these individuals have done after graduation is really just remarkable, and we're so proud of them and want to really recognize them that night.
Going back to, we're celebrating our alumni. Well, we're looking forward to hearing those names. I know some of that information's already out, but we want people to go to the event so they can find out.
Yeah.
So, we won't tell it here. And so we're talking about some of the events that are coming up. Let's give them a quick rundown of some other events that will be taking place.
Friday night at 6 o'clock, we have Family Fun in the Aggie Rec Center. Starting at 7:30, we've got the Alumni Happy Hour at Mike's Sports Grill. Also at 8:30, we have a bonfire and pep rally south of the Cameron Village. Just look for the fire, hopefully controlled fire.
Right.
but look for the fire. They always have hot chocolate and music. Saturday, we'll have Aggie Family Fun Run at 9 o'clock. Not a lot of pressure. You can walk, jog, putter, roll. We're pretty laid back with that event.
Yes.
And then at 10 o'clock, we're welcoming back the 1980 men's basketball team, the national championship team.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So this is the 40th anniversary of that team winning the national championship. They're going to have a reunion in the McCaslin Ballroom. It's a great opportunity to come back and see some of those guys. After that, we have a tailgate party. It'll be just north of the Aggie Gym. This is something that we do every year to lead into the games that are happening later that afternoon. So Danny Carson will be there playing music. Arvest is going to be there grilling hot dogs and cooking hamburgers for us. So we're excited to have them there. And then, of course, we've got the games. 2 o'clock and 4
That's
o'clock,
right.
and we'll recognize our homecoming royalty court. And then at 7 o'clock that night is when we'll have our alumni awards dinner, which is really just sort of the icing on the cake for everything for us.
Again, everybody's invited.
Yes.
It's a community event.
Absolutely. There are a few events that we ask for registration just so we know you're coming. And
yes.
there's more information on that. Go to homecoming.cameronrsvp.com. That has the full itinerary, and the events that you need to register for are highlighted there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just given the theme and the date.
Yes.
And then that contact information one more time
before
we wrap it up.
You bet. Cameron University Homecoming 2020 and Aggie Adventure, February 21st and 22nd. A direct link to our registration site is homecoming.cameronrsvp.com.
Jonna, thank you so much for coming by to share with us.
It's been wonderful.
Appreciate it. Also, the Cameron University Office of Student Development is hosting its 23rd annual Red River Career Expo. Here to tell us all about it is Career Services Coordinator Paula Merrifield. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
This is the 23rd year for the expo. Let's tell what people can expect.
Absolutely. So something's working.
You're right.
We keep having it and getting great feedback. We have over 65 employers coming this year. It's a unique opportunity because they're all interested in hiring Aggies. So please come and look at what's available.
Awesome. Let's talk about that feedback that you get.
Sure. We do get good feedback. We like to prepare students, so we offer some opportunities ahead of time so they can look professional and they are prepared. Sometimes students will get an internship at this expo, and then they'll go on to get a full-time position. We do get a lot of feedback that employers are getting great applicants at the fair, and this is open to the community as well in Fort Sill.
Right, and that's something we want to stress is that it's not just for students of Cameron. I was also reading about how we have what we call See You Succeed workshops. Let's tell people what that is.
Absolutely. The See You Succeed workshops is a series of workshops put on by student development during each semester, and each week is a different theme. For Career Month, the Aggie Professional series is what we had, and we had Resume Rev Up. We had creating your elevator speech. I'll take students on the elevator and say, give us your elevator speech. Okay. And it kind of catches them off guard.
Sure.
But then we go back and we build an intro speech. So when they do approach an employer, they know what to say and they can make a good impression. We also have creating a stellar LinkedIn. Lots of employers actually go to LinkedIn and look at students. If they come to two workshops, you can get a voucher for a free professional picture, a headshot from Public Relations, which is really nice that you can put on there. And we also have a meet and greet. We have that every semester. And that is when employers come to network and talk about internships and job opportunities. There is a difference in opinion from students when they graduate. They think a lot of times that they're very career ready. And then employers, even though they'll have the hard skills, are saying, well, not so much. So we want them to be career ready and to be able to communicate well.
Right.
Because that's so important in the workforce.
Now, you have a career expo in the spring. It's very interesting, the timing of it. So let's talk about that. And then, you know, you have something else in the fall that's also designed to help students get jobs.
Sure. The Red River Career Expo is geared toward graduates that are looking to start their career. The opportunity fair that we have is in the fall. That's in September. A lot of students are starting school and looking for part-time positions,
right,
as well as internships and just job shadowing experience. I try to tell students, you don't have to get paid to have the experience. It's still very important experience.
It's valuable.
Absolutely.
Yes, the experience. The Red River Career Expo, this is also for the community. It's not just for Cameron students. And then the Opportunity Fair during the fall, geared towards part-time jobs.
Yes.
And so let's tell people when the Career Expo is and where they can find out who all these employers are that are coming.
The Red River Career Expo, it's going to be held here at CU in our Aggie Rec Center Thursday, February 20th. From 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. They can look at hirecameronaggies.com, and it's H-I-R-E, so hirecameronaggies.com. And we can be reached at 580-581-2209.
Everybody's invited, community, students, anybody that's interested. So we want to see you there. Thank you, Paula, for coming by and sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.